This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Some of the stories make you cry. Some of them make you frown. Some of them make you... All right, well, I want to... You see, we can't take care of the stuff with some good news or some good opportunities. That's what I believe part of the opportunity with us is to bring you opportunities. The DJV experience with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. You can follow us on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, certainly at Doug Steffen, Facebook.com/DJV Show. We all post things there as they affect our thinking and what we think will affect your thinking. So let's help people find a job. This is one of the most difficult things for people to wrap their head there. I think... One of the things I find frustrating is so many people don't ever reach their potential. And in order to grow, to reach your potential, you ought to try to look at who you are and why you haven't changed your beliefs to get to a point where you really can zoom. Because everybody has the opportunity and everybody has the ability. But sometimes your ego gets in the way. Sometimes you don't have a good self-image. And if you don't get into that problem and figure out how to move out of it, don't accept it, then you remain where you are. So for those of you who want to move ahead and don't want to stop where you are, I have looked at a local pay report from a company called Glassdoor, which looks at trends in jobs around the country. So I'm going to give you, with the ladies, commenting about what sort of thing they might like to go into themselves. But think about it. There are two ways of understanding this. The jobs that exist and how you can advance in terms of pay or how you can advance in terms of growth potential that leads to better pay. Does that make sense? Am I explaining it well enough so you get it? So I'll start with the low-paying jobs that offer fast growth and advancement. Among them, store managers in places like Walgreens, McDonald's, the places that churn through people. And if you stay there long enough, you'll move fast. I don't know if any of you have ever worked in a McDonald's or a Burger King or a Wendy's or a place like that. I don't think, Jennifer, you never did. I don't know, Victoria.
No.
Or Karen, you ever worked there? You probably have people you know who may have worked there, and you notice that the store managers are always quite young, and they tend to, and in many of the cities where English is a second language, they don't, you know, all of them speak English so well, but they work hard. They understand what the opportunity is, and so they move up fast. So if you're interested in that sort of thing and you want fast movement, become a store manager in a place like that. Also, bank tellers. I find this to be very interesting because I've seen my local bank do this. They have three branches and that's it. Very unusual. Second most profitable bank in the state of Massachusetts, which tells you something about the big banks. Because everybody wants to be bigger, but that doesn't mean you're going to make any more money. And so they bring bank tellers in and they quickly, I've seen this with a half a dozen people who have been in the bank the last year or so, and they move up to customer service rep, and then they move into some sort of computer thing, but they move quickly. And I think that according to this study, bank tellers, you want to become a bank teller, and you want job growth, bank tellers are paid horribly. Basically, I think they're minimum $12, $13 an hour jobs for the most part. Anybody here work in a bank ever?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Hitting
a
high spot here, yeah?
Go for
okay,
it.
Let's see here. Being a cashier, not at a bank, but at a any kind of facility. Let's say it's a big store like Macy's or a medium size like TJ Maxx, those places. People come in as cashiers, and they quickly move into warehouse associate positions and management positions. It's a way for people to quickly tell whether you're trustworthy or not, which I guess makes most of these stores have cameras right on the cash register, don't they? For the most part, I think they.
I would assume so.
Yeah, right. I think that's what it is. Okay, let's see. What else? Emergency medical technicians don't get paid much when you start, but there's lots of room for advancement. And so that's a few examples of low-paying jobs to start with, but there's high growth potential in those areas. Now, on the other side, and these are just ideas for those of you who are coming along or you want to suggest something to your children as to what they ought to go into, the high-pay, high-growth jobs versus low-pay, high-growth jobs. Number one in that list this year, the average professor at the college level will get a 6% raise. That's pretty good, considering what's the national, probably 2% or less, right? The average, hello, my microphone on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the national average raises are. I don't know.
All right, 6% I just said.
No, that's what that person got, but you said that's better than the national average. I don't know what the national average is.
I don't mean the national average for professors. The national average for increases in pay is projected to be 6%. This year. And that's probably something that's a long overdue, I don't know, public universities, but at private schools like where I was on the board at my alma mater in Ohio, Heidelberg, the pay scale was low. And then the new president came in and there was a quick upswing. But a lot of these smaller schools don't have the money. A lot of smaller schools in the next 10 years are going to go out of business because they just can't keep up. There's too many colleges. Frankly, and the state schools are running the small schools out of business. Here's another way you can get people who come out of school and become registered nurses. So much demand, they're getting paid very well, and they'll average a 4% pay hike this year, according to the study. Software engineers, another 4%, great opportunities there. Business analysts, electrical engineers, field engineers, all in the 3% range. So I just thought you'd find that interesting. I don't know if I was right about that or not. I thought you might find it interesting. So if you're somebody who's looking for a job, may I suggest if in any one of those areas, you probably could find success by going to ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter has been used by most businesses like this and others, all types of businesses, all kinds of jobs, I'm not talking about big business, all size businesses, small, medium, you name it, they're using ZipRecruiter. They hear about me talking with regard to the free. Okay, that's free. I can use that for free. Yeah, you can. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Go there, use ZipRecruiter free, and find the candidate in 24 hours that you want. Yep. Over 80% of the jobs posted on ZipRecruiter.com get qualified candidates to hire in 24 hours. That is amazing. And you don't have to be involved. You don't have to get in the email department. You don't have to take calls. You screen the candidates and manage them once ZipRecruiter sends them along. All right? You convinced? You ready?
Yes.
ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Jennifer would use this at CRN, the company she and her father managed. Yeah, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Looking for old talk hosts? They just go right there to CRN, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Old talk hosts?
Yeah, I know, right?
There's always a little insult in everything.
Oh, come on. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
This is Bill's yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, no weeds belong in this backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott thickens lawns to help crowd out over 50 pesky weeds. So Bill can defeat invaders, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the National Painting Week sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 19th through the 29th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
News from around the country. Chicago, the windy city, the only city among the top 20 in our country to lose significant population last year. Nearly double the number of residents left Chicago, as was the case the year before. Last year, the city lost about 10,000 residents, and the year before that declined by about 5,000 residents. So, I mean, in a city that's 2 million, what, almost 3 million people, that doesn't seem like a lot. But when you think about what each real estate people did, exit reports where they could, and every single one of them looked at violence and the uncertainty of life living in Chicago. They felt, and part of this, I mean, when you think about it, 10,000 doesn't seem like a lot, but most every other city grew by 2, 3, 4 times that much, because you just look at the, even if people weren't moving in, the population growth between illegal immigrants and legal immigrants and people being born is, you know, significant, especially in the warmer climes. My God, you look at Tampa, it grew by 14%. In just less than 2 years. How do you manage that? And the same is true when you, and it's interesting, because on the west side of Florida, there's growth. On the east side, there really isn't. The population stays the same, because the people on the east coast are older and they're dying quicker. So as soon as, I mean, as quickly as people move down there and have retired, they're replacing the people who croak and get sent out to sea on a boat or whatever happens to them. That's probably a little harsh. Right?
You? Harsh? Never.
I feel like I'm alone today for some reason or another, and I don't know.
It's really weird.
Why that is.
You're just picking these really exciting stories for us, though.
Oh. All right, you pick a story then. Jennifer picks the story.
Okay.
Let's go.
Right now?
Yeah. I think we're coming up short on this one.
Yeah.
Come on, what's the story?
You want a story? All right, I'll give you a story.
I want a story. You got 30 seconds to produce.
I'll give you a story. Yeah. Well, we didn't talk about the guy who body slammed in Montana that won the election. The body slamming congressman won, right? Yeah. We could talk about that, right?
How about the drunkest city in the U.S.? You got that story?
I
don't, but did you hear that Phoenix is now the fifth largest city in America?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Found something out by listening
to
Jennifer
Lawrence. See, look it. Now you're
DJV
excited.
Experience.
All you need is me to pick your stories.
21 or my notes. 21 after the hour.
Beam
self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
The new Wonder Woman movie. Is that out today, too, along with Baywatch?
I think that's June or July.
It's pretty... I think if it's not this week, it's next week. Anyway, Sia has debuted a new single called To Be Human. It appears in the forthcoming Wonder Woman movie. It's on the soundtrack album. Similar to what Sia has done in the past. Did Sledgehammer for Star Trek. She wrote it, and Rihanna sung it, I guess, right? Is that the story?
Yep.
And then Never Give Up from Lion, which had Dev Patel and Nicole Kidman in it. That was quite a good movie. You think it's
great movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie. Her last album was This Is Acting, came out last year, filled with songs written for people like Adele and Rihanna and Shakira. This year, she has worked on singles for Ariana. She's written the songs. So... she wrote the songs for Adele and Rihanna and Shakira and then recorded them herself. Is that the idea now? Before she's written other songs for Ariana Grande and Katy Perry and that sort of... And so she's now sung those on those new album.
Yeah, right? On the 2016 album, This Is Rising, there were songs that she had written for other people and sung a demo. And then for whatever reason, they didn't get picked up by the other artists.
Oh.
And so she ended up just recording them herself and then they ended up being hits. That's
One
happened a lot with her.
How often that happens, not only with her, but with others, where people will write a song and they will send it to somebody else. How about you guys recording this to a group? And they say, nah, no.
Well, actually, there was a song that Ed Sheeran wrote last year or even 2 years ago now, for Justin Bieber. And he said recently he wished that he'd kept that one for himself because it was a huge hit.
Yeah. Well, I think that happens
from
time to time. All right, so that's good. That's cute. This movie, by the way, comes out next week. Yeah, next Friday, week from today.
June 2nd.
Wonder Woman. But there, the old song from the television show, Wonder Woman.
That was very, like, 70s, right?
Like, really 70s. Yeah, like, really, man. All right, Luke Bryan, Jennifer. is going to have his 9th annual farm tour starting September 28th, and I have offered to him, because we use, obviously because of my connection to farming and my farm, and because I do a program every weekend around the country, a lot of radio stations take care of this show, called The American Family Farmer, and we use his music for in and out purposes. And so I'm going to offer to him that he take me along on the tour, and we do a program from each one of the places, the venues, and he can be the co-host.
I think that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like the fastest way to get Jen to travel with you.
Yeah. Yep, let's do it.
So he's going to actually do this on farms. He's in Lincoln, Nebraska on September 28th, 29th, in Baldwin City, Kansas, Boone, Iowa on September 30th, Fort Wayne, 5th of October, Edinburgh, Illinois, the 6th of October, Centralia, Missouri, the 7th of October.
I think he needs to do a New England farm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, yours. Come on.
Eastleigh Farms ready to go,
him.
Right?
Yeah. We're going to approach him on all of this, but I think he...
I like this idea.
Yeah. I think he's better. I'm told he's approachable, and I would think with this attitude, he ought to be. Right? This is a good opportunity for him to get some publicity, not only for the tour, but for himself.
Yeah, and it's also nice to support, you know, New England East Coast farms, where there are independent farmers who make a living that way. It's not just about the farm, the heartland.
Who's John Pardee? He's the opening act. Don't know him.
Country singer. Up-and-coming country singer. Yeah.
Is he good?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Anyway, Luke Bryan is from the agricultural pocket of rural Georgia, thus his closeness to it, bringing awareness to those who need it. The farmer, family farmer, needs a lot of help as they try to feed as many people in the country as they can with the problem of the government stepping in oftentimes. 28 past the hour. If you really want to see the beautiful people, we go way out where there ain't nobody. We turn this corner.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Well, summertime is just around the corner, and that means people are going to be traveling with their pets. So I made a list of everything you need to have with you. An extra leash and an extra collar, an ID tag with two phone numbers, one for your home and one with a number that someone else can answer if you're traveling around with your pet. What good is your phone number if you're in Iowa and the dog gets lost in Nevada? Food and water dishes should be brought from home. Bottled water as well, because sometimes water from town to town changes and it could upset their stomachs. Health certificate with your vet's name and number, a blanket from home with the dog scent or the cat scent, as well as their favorite toys. And something that I recommend, and I do this every single month, I take a photograph of my dogs every single month, so I always have an up-to-date photograph if, heaven forbid, they should get lost. Bring grooming supplies, flea and tick repellents, a first aid kit, and some pre-moist wipes as well. And remember, your phone number should be on the ID as long as there's another phone number with someone who's not traveling with you. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Bill's Yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, no weeds belong in this backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott thickens lawns to help crowd out over 50 pesky weeds. So Bill can defeat invaders, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907. Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X 180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X 180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Let's see what other problems we can cancel for you. Generally speaking, the weather is blah on the East Coast, and that explains, I think, partially where my head is. And then there's Victoria and Kara, who down the East Coast. Victoria is in New York. Kara's in Washington. Weather's been pretty lousy, and it does affect how you are. 11 out of 12 people surveyed say the weather affects how they feel. And I think that that's it. We're supposed to be here. If you feel that way, we're supposed to be here to make you feel better. But on this radio program, we do everything differently. So when we feel bad, it's time for you to help us make ourselves feel better. How's that?
We like to accept presents, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, I remember earlier this week I said, let's send donations in so it can be just like the public radio stations and programs that have the begathons. Please send us your money so we can continue to bring you this fairly good broadcast.
Wow.
All right. Back to people in the news. We'll do the sports report in a moment. People in the news. Ben Carson, likable fellow, President Trump's housing secretary, proposing a way to cut down on poverty, stop being a defeatist, don't have a defeatist attitude. He was interviewed and said that a state of mind is really the reason people don't get ahead. And I think there's something to this, by the way, and that the problem in your mind can be prevented by parents saying, well, the idea, this is a thing where it's kind of a conundrum for me. You hear and sometimes see that everybody's supposed to win in school. Everybody deserves a prize. Everybody is I always love these bumper stickers. You hear me say this from time to time. My son is an honor student at Mafuski Junior High. What does that mean? If you are a winner, then you will produce a winner. I think that's what Carson is saying, and I think he's right. If you have a wrong mind, if you complain about everything, if you moan, if you're not happy at work or in life, you're not happy with your wife or your husband or whatever it is, the children are going to grow up in that attitude, and with that, they will, if they hold on to it, they will not progress. Carson's a pretty good example on his own. He grew up in a very low-income family in Detroit, and yet he pulled himself out. Look what he did with himself. So he didn't have a defeatist attitude, and I think that's what he is bringing to the public, and I think that that's a very good attitude to have, frankly. I didn't think he'd be a good president when he was running, but I always thought he was a pretty special fellow and has a great
mind. I never understood why he's involved with housing now.
I don't know either. Why didn't he become the Secretary of Health and Education? Well, yeah, I know.
Right.
I don't understand that.
I don't know. Urban development, probably. I mean,
because of his background,
connection.
I think that speaks to it. Yeah, in point.
But,
all right.
Okay, that seems weird.
No, go ahead.
Right. To me, I thought this was like kind of some racial profiling happening here. Oh, okay, well, you're from Detroit, so you can be in charge of housing and urban development. I don't know. It doesn't seem like that
stretch.
Makes sense. Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Given the guy's background, he came from nothing.
Yeah.
And he came from a problem.
Right, but a lot of people
no bigger problem in the country than housing and the urban situation in Detroit.
Right, but a lot of people come from nothing and go into other fields, which doesn't make them an expert in urban development.
Gives them more of a heads up than someone who was a banker on Wall Street.
I think if he thought it was a racist statement, he wouldn't have taken it. I think a lot of people like to twist and turn that stuff around. I don't know. I never even thought of that, to be honest with you, Victoria. It just never entered my mind.
Okay, well.
That's okay. I mean, I understand how you would think that way. And I'm not saying it's wrong. It's just kind of registering with me. I never even thought about it that way. Here's the story of Judy O'Connor. She's a parent, has a lot of pride. Son got an MBA, surprise MBA. What she didn't know was that she was going to get a degree as well. Marty O'Connor graduated with a master's degree in business from Chapman University in Orange, California. Jennifer, you know where that is? Chapman University? I've never heard of it before.
I do. Yeah, no, it's a private college in Orange. It's I think, a beautiful campus, actually. I've never been there, but I've seen pictures, yeah.
I can't imagine he had a bad accident.
That's true.
I'm sorry. I interrupted. I didn't hear what you said, Victoria.
Oh, I just said, when Jen said it's a beautiful campus, I said, I can't imagine anything in Orange County not being beautiful.
There are a few spots, but all in all, pretty beautiful.
Yeah. Anyway, this fellow O'Connor had an accident a couple of years ago and left him a quadriplegic, reliant on voice recognition software and other aids, can't take notes or write answers to tests. So his mother, listen to this, his mother went to every single class. She took notes, helped out however she could with his education. She said, as a mom, you just want to help your children get through things.
You do it.
She's a retired school teacher herself. I always believed in my son. I knew he could do it. I just wanted to have his back. Turns out her son had her back as well. At graduation, Judy wheeled her son across the stage. Then she was recognized as a special individual and awarded an honorary MBA. Wow. And it was all her son's idea, apparently. She was so excited, and he was so excited. She said, my mom deserved it so much. Isn't that a great story? Think about that.
Love that.
And the ramifications of an action.
Talk about devotion to your son.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And his future. You know, when
you hear these stories.
Yeah, when you're quadriplegic, you don't, probably, I think a lot of people don't necessarily think about the future all that much.
No.
It's more about the present and getting through and you know, tolerating things.
Oftentimes have a future.
Right. And so for a mom to push this hard for her son's future is just, I think, remarkable. I love that.
Also this week, another degree given to Mark Zuckerberg, one of the most famous dropouts in history from Harvard. I love these stories. So he founded Facebook. Remember the movie that was set in Cambridge all about the founding? And as soon as he got those other guys out of the way, he jumped out of school. So he became the commencement speaker this year for the graduating class at Harvard, 33 years old. He dropped out when he was 20. He was a junior. And as they say, the rest of it is all history. He live-streamed a visit to the dorm room where he started his website, thefacebook.com, it was called. This is where I sat, had my laptop here. This is where I programmed Facebook. Took me about 2 weeks, he said in the video. This is where it happened. And then his speech was not the first by any successful dropout. Bill Gates spoke to the graduates in 2007. He also was a dropout from Harvard, I think. He went to Harvard.
Yep.
He said, Dad, talking to his father, I always told you I'd come back and get my degree. I think that was Gates who said that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's this inspiration. These guys are so unusual, so special, and they've done such good work, and sometimes they become sort of cloistered in their own world and they don't get out much, but it's good to have a focus. Zuckerberg is pretty public. I think Gates is too. They're pretty public. I don't know that much about Zuckerberg. I think Gates is a little more open, or is it just me? Or is it just generational? What do we know about Mark Zuckerberg really? Not much, right?
Yeah. I think
it's a public story, right?
Yeah.
Like, if the movie is to be believed, then, you know, not that great of a guy.
No, right. That's a good way of putting it.
You know, he apparently walked out of that movie. So he didn't, he didn't agree with it or
maybe
hit home or,
close
or
to
I don't
home.
Know.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
The Winklevi twins, I mean, they don't seem to like him much.
Armie Hammer played both of the twins in the movie. I remember that.
Yeah.
So, all right. Anyway, it's just that we're in the graduation season, and every year there are a lot of special things that you hear from these graduates and you hear from the people who speak. And I think we've had some good stories this week about some of these graduation speeches. And after all, that's what they're supposed to do, is inspire you, right? Get a little inspiration. Speaking of inspiration, at 44 past the hour, time for a visit from Biff. You know what I was thinking last night when I was, for whatever the reason, I don't think I slept 2 hours last night. I was awake, tossing and turning and thinking about a lot of things, including Biff and Biff. And I decided that we should not call both of you Biff. One should be Buff. It should be Buff and Biff. Don't you think? So who would be
I'm
Buff?
I'm so glad these are things that keep you up at night.
I know, really? This is why you didn't sleep last night?
One of the things that was going through my mind was what to do with Biff and Biff. And so Biff and Buff, maybe. No, yes? What do you think?
How about Victoria and Jen? I kind of like that. It's got a ring to it.
Yeah.
How about me telling you about Tim Tebow?
How about it, Jennifer?
Are you ready? Because, you know, he's my,
yes,
one of my faves.
Yes,
I
like him a lot. He's a good guy.
Oh, please, yes. Well, we know that Tim Tebow is playing baseball now, and he hasn't had a huge amount of success in the baseball arena, but no matter how his career turns out, he will now have an official minor league baseball card from Topps as a souvenir. Now, if you want to get one, because there are a lot of Tim Tebow fans out there, the odds of finding one are very slim.
And this comes from Topps themselves. They said the odds of finding a Tebow card are 1 in 505 packs of 2017 Topps Pro debut cards. Yeah. And the odds are listed on the pack under Tim Tebow's short print. Which is so funny. Now, if you're a Tim Tebow enthusiast like I am who needs a baseball card to remember this moment in baseball history, there are some other options. Leaf and Panini both released cards earlier in Tebow's career. Tebow's team is also releasing a pack that will include his MILB card. So if you want to get it in those sources, you can. If not, keep buying those Topps cards, which is always the best way because you feel like you've struck the lottery when you actually get a card that you want out of those packs.
And I think either way, that card, regardless of how well he does, I think that card would have some value, you know, for collectors.
Yeah, because he has a story. Sure.
Yep. Yeah, there's a great story there. It's like if you have a Bo Jackson, you know, or anybody else who's played two professional sports at the same time or within a career, that's always kind of a cool thing for collectors.
All right. So from Jennifer to Victoria, no more Biff and Biff, I guess, Kara. So we can keep
going. Go ahead, Victoria. You can be Buff.
All right, so Victoria talks about another Victoria from New York, but not for much longer. This will help the population problem in Chicago if she moves to Chicago. This Victoria Cruz, right?
No, that's a typo. It's Victor Cruz.
Oh, yeah. Oh, see, I don't even know who Victor Cruz is. I don't know who Victor Cruz is. I don't know who Victoria Cruz is.
I'm sure they're lovely, Cruz, though. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Victor Cruz is...
Everything else we've done today. Go ahead.
Victor Cruz is a veteran wide receiver from the New York Giants who in February was cut from the team. So he became a free agent, and they announced yesterday that he signed a one-year deal for him to go to the Chicago Bears. So he will be leaving New York and heading to Chicago. He had 7 years with the New York Giants. It's the only team that he's ever known. So it's going to be a big adjustment for him. He's only 30. But he has had a lot of injuries over the last few years, so that took its toll on his career with the Giants. He was a big, big part, though, of the Super Bowl 46 winning team when the Giants beat the Patriots in 2011. So it's sad for Victor Cruz and sad for a lot of Giants fans. They thought he would at least be able to end his career in New York, but not so much. So there's no money has been released yet in terms of what he's getting for the one-year deal. His price got cut a lot by the Giants over the last few seasons. He was only making $5 million a year. So, but he wasn't playing that much either, so.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm cutting your pay to $5 million a year because you have.
I'm okay with that.
Man, that's drastic.
Yeah. If you're relying on your fitness tracker to count your calories, you may want to think again about that. A lot of nutritionists discourage the practice of counting calories. A lot of people rely on those trackers for that reason. There's a new study out today suggesting the majority of fitness trackers are way, way, way off in their calorie count. I guess the good news here, though, many of them get a good measure on your heart rate. So your heart is important more so than how many steps you're taking or whatever. And I don't think anybody here's got one of these.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you do? Oh, okay.
And
you
I took mine to the Czech Republic when I was there, remember, a year or so ago?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody on the bus, and we were walking so much. I mean, mine was, like, vibrating because we were hitting 25,000 steps every day.
Wow. That's great.
But, one of my colleagues who was on the trip with us said that she noticed that the Fitbit was counting steps when we were on the bus. So it has to do more with your arm movements.
Oh.
Than it does with actually counting. Right.
Yeah. I don't ever use it to count calories. There are other apps that I think are better for that, and you can specifically put in brand names, and then
actual food you're eating.
Yeah, the actual food, and then you can compare it back to what you're eating, and it will have the same nutritional facts. So that's how I know most of the time that's accurate. But I just use my Fitbit for running. And so that'll tell me how many miles I've run. But apparently that's not completely accurate either. I could just stand there and move my arms a whole lot, and it might tell me I've run a couple miles.
See, I use my Apple Watch, and I think that's very accurate. It doesn't have a calorie component, but in terms of movements and steps, it's all GPS tracked, and I find it to be extremely accurate. And it'll tell you, you know, hey, you haven't moved around enough today. So it's a good reminder.
Keep them moving. 10 before the hour in the DJV experience.
Finding the right software to run your business can feel as intimidating as starting a business in the first place. It can be done. but you need the right resources. Stop wasting time on free trials that go nowhere. Get advice from people who've been there on Capterra.com. Capterra helps you find the software solution for your business needs. It's an easy-to-use website with over 400 categories of software to choose from. Whether you need help with project management, customer service, or email marketing, Capterra is the place to go. They have thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. And here's the best part. Using Capterra is absolutely free. There's no obligation. You don't even need to register. It's a free resource that will help you make the right software decision. Every month, millions of people use Capterra to find their business software. Join them in running a better business by visiting Capterra.com today. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
You've come to the right place. Pauline Frommer is here. The Frommer guidebooks are at Frommers.com. And there's a big celebration going on this week at Frommer's. We'll talk about that with Pauline right after these messages.
China. Just saying that word makes you want to pack your bags, doesn't it? The longest continuous civilization in the world is a place of iconic sights and unending fascination. Hi, I'm Pauline Frommer of the Frommer Travel Guides, here to tell you that you can see China's most important sights in comfort without breaking the bank when you travel with Smart Tours. In business for over 20 years, Smart Tours is currently offering a very smart 15-day tour called China Highlights and Undiscovered Wuhan. For just $2,399. It includes international airfare from Los Angeles, $100 more for flights from New York. It will take you to Beijing to see the Great Wall of China and the Forbidden City, the famed Terracotta Warriors in Xi'an, on a Yangtze River cruise, and most intriguingly, to 2,000-year-old Wuhan with its Taoist temples and world-class museum. Included is all transportation within China, 27 meals, 4- and 5-star accommodations, excellent English-speaking hiking guides, and a luxury cruise. But it gets better. That price includes an early booking discount of $500 off if you book by May 4th. Use the code FROMERS100 to save an additional $100. To take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime deal, go to smarttours.com/FROMERS. That's smartours.com/FROMERS. And don't forget to use FROMER100 for $100 off.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the National Painting Week sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 19th through the 29th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, 56 past the hour. Happy to have Pauline Frommer from the Frommer Guidebooks, travel guides at frommers.com. Congratulations. You're celebrating your 60th birthday. Is it a birthday, an anniversary, or a little of both, Pauline?
Well, I guess it's a little of both. The story is kind of wild. My father was drafted into the Korean War, but right before he would have been sent to Korea, his commanders discovered that he spoke Russian and German. So he was sent to Europe instead. And you remember, Europe was a war-torn country at that time.
Yep.
His fellow soldiers were nervous about leaving the base. They thought they couldn't do it safely unless they spent a lot of money, but when he'd get back, and he traveled every chance he got, they'd pepper him with questions, and they inspired him to write a little book called The GI's Guide to Europe. He self-published it. It sold out in one afternoon at the PX's across Europe.
That's funny.
So when he got out of the Army, he wrote a little book called Europe on $5 a Day. And that's the best-selling guidebook of all time. It launched the Frommer Guides. So to celebrate that anniversary, his background, and the wonderful military men and women who inspired him and who keep inspiring us today, we're throwing a contest at Frommers.com. We're going to give away 6 vacations to active military and veterans. We're doing it with HomeAway, so it includes 5 nights in spectacular homes, places like Verona, Italy, and Orlando, Florida, and Hilton Head, and Sonoma County. You're going to get that. You're going to get airfare. And you're also going to get $1,500 mad money for your vacation.
Wow.
So a big birthday celebration. If you are in the military or if you have served, please come and join the contest. We're giving them away, the stuff away at Frommers.com, which is FROMMERS/6, the number 6, and then the letters FOR, 460. So Frommers.com, 6 for 60. We hope you'll help us celebrate.
Vacations for veterans and active military. Great way to celebrate. It happens oftentimes when successful companies have something to celebrate. The people who are patrons or people who could take advantage of what are the products or services get to be the winners, and this is that case. Contesting at Frommers, FROMMERS.com, and /6. Give me that again. I wrote some of it down.
6460. The number 6460. Yeah, we want to celebrate the brave men and women. It's Military Appreciation Month, and we sure do appreciate you.
Good. All right, that sounds like a good deal. Thank you, Pauline. And again, best wishes. Frommer's guidebooks are at Frommers.com. 59 past the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.